Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. Checking back in with Indianola Boys Cross Country Head Coach Kevin Barnes. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. A slower start to the season. I know just really the one competition and a lot of the top varsity guys didn't get a chance to run in that one, but talk about that kind of ramp-up period of getting the team going here later into the fall.
Yeah, certainly a different approach. The nice thing, you know, at this point in my career, I really feel like I can manage the training and the number of races we're going to do a little better. I think the best teams need to do that, and so we're not going to race our guys all the time. We're going to be very specific about what we do and when we do it. That being said, when you don't race your top guys, and we did hold out nine of them on Tuesday, it gives those younger guys who are more inexperienced a chance to, you know, get some experience, so to speak. So it's a good, not even a problem. It's just a good way of handling things.
Well, talk about that approach. And I feel like more and more cross country teams are using that type of approach. Like you mentioned, the top teams of just trying to expand on their depth and give some of the younger guys some experience while not risking some of that little harder running competition style and keeping the guys fresh for postseason.
Yeah, exactly. Because it just continues to ramp up. It isn't like basketball or other sports where, you know, you kind of need to get into the game rhythm every week and work on being a team in the game rhythm. Ours is so much in the physiological and mental training of running. It's just better to be a little fresher. And it will ramp up by the end of September. Which I guess we're in right now. I mean, you know, that last week of September through the end of October at the state meet, November 1st, is going to be a lot more racing. But they've trained so much and are in such great condition. We feel confident they'll be ready when that time comes.
Well, I want to go back to the mental side of things because, again, sometimes when you're not competing, it's tougher to keep your head in the game if you're going out and practicing all the time. That was something I always had a lot of trouble with. Sometimes I needed that competition. How do you try to keep things fresh as these guys try to ramp up a little bit, even if they're not competing on a week-to-week or day-to-day basis as much against other schools?
Yeah, I tell you, it's something right now. I can feel it. I can feel it with the varsity guys. I'm losing sleep over it, and it's really this, they're just so hungry right now to get into a competition. These top guys have been going since really the end of May, and they've done some quality work. I'm ready, they're ready. We want to get out there tomorrow morning and have a race and then get back to work of training. Like, they just need to have a release, if for lack of a better word, they're ready for it.
Well, and I know there are higher expectations for the team this year just after the end of the season last year in a good way and a bad way with just some of the injuries, but qualifying to state and knowing that they were returning all these guys. I know the hunger thing, like you mentioned, at the top guys, do you think they're doing a good job of kind of showing what it takes to the younger guys as well in order to have the success that they want?
Yeah, it's just a super awesome group all the way down the line. Just there's a lot of laughs, a lot of smiling. Everybody kind of looks in the mirror and works hard every day, and it starts with that lead group. They set that tone, and it's just kind of hard for anyone else not to follow, because you'd be looking pretty silly out there if you weren't giving a good effort. So that part is really fun. Just seeing the natural, organic kind of chemistry of the team and also the work ethic that just trickles down. It's fun.
Well, last question before we let you go here, Coach. We were kind of joking about it before we started recording, but it's going to be a little colder fall. You're not going to be running in the 80, 90 degree temperatures, and that does change things a little bit, whether it's more comfortable, but it does kind of sometimes the state meet comes at you pretty quick with those drops in temperatures. I don't think we'll see that giant shift as much this year. You're going to be running a little bit colder the whole way.
I'd love it. We love it. Honestly, I think some of the heat is kryptonite for a few of my guys, including my son. We want the cold temperatures over the heat for sure. So we get beautiful weather here this week. We've had beautiful weather for both, you know, football, cross country, all of it. It's just been great. I would love to see it continue. And if what you're alluding to happens and we actually get into kind of the colder stuff, I think we'll fare better than if you throw us in a sauna. So I'm okay with it. I'll cross my fingers each week on beautiful weather. And tomorrow morning at 8:30, it's going to be nice and chilly. I hope to see the guys just light it up.
Thank you very much again, Indianola Head Boys cross country coach Kevin Guards. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.